Welcome to another episode of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan on KRJB, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. I'm Rugby. Keep those engines tuned up as we continue our travels around eastern North Dakota, taking in the sights, sounds, and stories of some of the most classic vehicles in the Red River Valley. After a high-flying time at Hillsboro Days last week, this week we set our navigation due north to Grand Forks for the Northern Cruise Club's weekly cruise night. I had a great time seeing some great rides and hearing some great stories from the northern end of the Red River Valley. We'll spend the next 2 weeks here in Grand Forks. This week we'll hear from some of the club's board members, President Priscilla Campbell, Secretary Chad Keller, and longtime board member Skip Narum. They share some of the particulars of their car club, how they got started individually, and a convergence with the other two Grand Forks clubs for a weekend event sure to bring out the best of the best.
That just a bunch of people that like cars and want to show and talk about cars, see other people with cars. It's just a fun group to hang around with.
So a lot of members here of the group, a lot of you own Corvettes. You kind of brought your Corvettes here. I guess anybody can jump in here. Kind of a little bit of a roundtable on the North Dakota Car Show Caravan. Chad, I guess I'll take me through what got you interested in cars.
I've been interested in cars since I was a kid, basically because my dad was interested in cars and many of my family members, so it just kind of continued on as a family tradition.
So what vehicle did you bring here today?
I have a 1971 Oldsmobile Cutlass.
And is it pretty original, or did you have to do a lot of work with that?
It is mostly all original. It's had mechanical just maintenance items done throughout its life and since I've owned it. But mostly the body is all original. It's never been painted, never been cut into. The drivetrain, it's all the original drivetrain, but like I said, it's 50 years old, so things break that have to be repaired. As a matter of fact, just had the transmission fixed. It was leaking pretty bad. I have two other cars, one of which I purchased from one of the original members of this club, Mr. Joe Conzo. And then I have actually still own my first car, which is a 77 Olds Cutlass. So,
and at least for the Oldsmobile, was it kind of a family vehicle that was passed down, or how'd you come about that?
The 71 Cutlass I purchased when we were stationed in Michigan with the Air Force. It just came up for sale on Craigslist one day, and I told my wife we need to go look at it. And we did, and found kind of a hidden gem. This gentleman owned it for like 30 years and hardly ever drove it. It sat in a garage pretty much the entire time he owned it. So kind of a time capsule. Very clean, no rust. So we grabbed it while we could. So,
favorite place you've taken the Oldsmobile or any of your vehicles?
Well, we did a lot of shows when we were in Michigan. It was cool to break it out because it had been in the area so long and people didn't know about it. So a lot of shows there, people were amazed that it was around that long and they had never seen it, and also the condition that it was in. So that's pretty much my favorite memory of that car at this point. So
fantastic. Priscilla, I'll bring you back in here as we're just kind of bouncing around, chatting, getting stories. When did you first personally get involved in the cars, and what's your favorite that you've brought to one of these shows?
Oh, gosh. Before my husband and I were married, he joined a Corvette car club group. So before we got married, even, we went to a picnic. So I got to meet some people and got to see what that was all about. So we were kind of always, he's always been involved with cars and Corvettes. So that kind of got me interested in it. As the years go, we used to drive around with the Corvette and kids would get rides and mom was always the last one to get a ride. So now that we're empty nesters, we both have a Corvette now and we can go to car shows, and it's been a lot of fun. You meet a lot of wonderful people.
So do you and your husband ever try to relive those youthful days and race down the block? And if so, who wins?
We do not race our cars because insurance would go up if we would get caught. So we're just doing it for the fun of it, and just because each car has its own personality. So it's really fun to you know, go into each one of the cars then, and they're really cool.
Now, Corvettes, they often travel in groups, you know, down the interstates and down the highways of America. Have you taken the vehicles to the ends of the country, or where's the farthest you've taken your Corvettes?
Well, I know my husband took his 69 Corvette with his dad to California. That was many years ago. We've taken the 2015 Corvette to South Dakota. I think that's the furthest we've gone with it. We've only had it for probably 3 years. We haven't taken a lot of road trips with it yet.
So I imagine the kids and grandkids are waiting for the day when maybe they can get one of the Corvettes?
Oh, gosh, yes. But we get when they come and visit, they'll take the Corvettes out and go for a ride.
You trust them with that?
As long as they abide by our rules, yes. they can take them out, especially the 2015. I will let the kids take that out. Yes.
So no big ice cream cones, no big Slurpees in the vehicle?
As long as they clean it up, they can. Okay. It's just the speeding and just being respectful of the car.
Well, I don't know that I would be quite that forgiving, quite that lenient. But Priscilla, there's a big event coming up here next weekend as well. The three car clubs, the two in addition to yours, are having a big show. There's a lot of other events that go along with that. Give us a little taste of what that's all about.
Well, it's called Cruise in the Forks Downtown Car Show, and what it is we're parking on 3rd Street downtown or behind Blue Moose and East Grand Forks. Come in. You can come in, look at the cars. You can put your car in the car show. There's no fee for it. There's plenty of restaurants for you to come in and eat if you'd like. It starts at 5 o'clock and it goes till 8 o'clock. It's just come and see cars, get stories. Everybody has a story about their car. They're unique to that car, to that person, that group. It's just a fun time.
And if I may, Skip, if you got an opportunity there, Skip, you brought Corvettes here as well?
No, I have this Camaro.
Oh, Camaro, okay.
And, I also have a 62 Rambler American that's built.
So I imagine that Rambler is probably one of the favorite vehicles you've had to put together?
One of them, yeah. I've put quite a few together, yeah. And I, sold to get to build something else, and wish I had it back again, of course. But but that's kind of typical of us.
So just the one Camaro you have right now, or you have any other vehicles in the garage, in the shop?
The American, the little Rambler. Yeah. And it's built on an S10 frame, and it's got a 400 horse C55 in a 1,800-pound car.
So, Skip, again, as you mentioned, you're one of the kind of the founding fathers of this group, if you will. How has it changed? How have you seen this grow? Are young kids still interested in things like this, or how has it changed?
Unfortunately, a lot of the young kids aren't anymore. They're more interested in their games or, you know, whatever. But over the years, it's ebbed and flowed, you know. It seems like it does go by streaks sometimes, but basically it's more older right now. But we got some younger ones in the club that are very, very active and very good. So hopefully they can start taking over for some of the things that the rest of us have been doing for a while. So.
Skip, Chad, Priscilla, anything else you want to mention about the club, events coming up, how people get involved in the club?
All they have to do is just show up and we'll help them park a car.
Just come and see us on Thursday nights at Culver's and then the fourth Thursday of the next of June, July, and August, and September, correct? Yeah, downtown Grand Forks. You don't have to bring a car, just come to enjoy them and talk to all of us and get our stories, and maybe you'll get interested as well.
Again, that's Priscilla Campbell, Chad Keller, and Skip Narum with the Northern Cruise Club. And as mentioned in the interview, they'll be joined by Eastside Rides and the Prime Steel Car Club for the Three Car Club event, a monthly event, the first of which comes up next Thursday, June 27th. That'll be downtown, as I mentioned in the interview. It'll be every fourth Thursday, June through September. They'll be parked along North and South 3rd Street in the Upper Riverboat Road parking lot. So if you want to join that, the event is free and open to the public. Should be a great foray of vehicles from all across Grand Forks and beyond. Next week, I'll give some details of another show coming up, the Smoke and Shine show coming up next weekend at the Alaris Center. You can go check out their information at Smoke and Shine, so Smoke, letter N, Shine. org, car show, motorcycle show, autocross racing, burnout competition, and swap meet as well. We'll give you some more details on that on next weekend's show. That's all the stories for this week's episode of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. Don't forget, at S&D Auto Repair, they repair more than just vehicles, especially as the temperatures continue to climb. If your AC unit isn't firing on all cylinders, S&D can tune it up and get it back in gear for the dog days of summer. S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, our driver for the North Dakota Car Show Caravan. Give them a call today, 701-524-1553. Want to once again thank our guests on the show today, Priscilla Campbell, Chad Keller, and Skip Narum from the Northern Cruise Club. You can check out all the photos on our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ Facebook page. You can also check out the interviews by going to our website, rjbroadcasting.com. You can access the interviews by going to our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ homepage under the Racing tab on the right-hand column. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we'll keep our cars parked in Grand Forks as next week we continue our recap of Cruise Night with stories of matching Mustangs, a T-Bird that screams Grease Lightning, and a ruby red Chevy to cap it all off. Next month, we'll head to Cooperstown for the Griggs County Fair, Hope for Hope Days, and we'll finish things off at Swank's Car and Cruise Show in Castleton. That's all coming up on the North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. Until then, keep cruising. We'll be right back.